You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan. Sunshine may be rare on the coast here, but it's plentiful inland. So much so that a bird's eye view of California shows a patchwork of black and shiny rooftops fitted with solar panels. It didn't always look like this. Back in the year 2000, there were fewer than 500 solar rooftops. But by 2012, there were more than 160,000. Much of that growth has happened in just the past few years. And it's accelerating with California leading the charge. So what's happening here? Part of it is that solar's gotten a lot cheaper, and companies are finding creative ways to help people pay for it.
Not everyone is a bank.
Dan Rosen is the co-founder and CEO of Mosaic, one of several companies using crowdfunding to jumpstart renewable energy projects. He says it's like Kickstarter for your electricity bill. You don't need to have tens of thousands of dollars to install solar panels. You just need other people helping you, and they need to know what's in it for them. KALW's Laura Flynn has more.
Ten ballet dancers are following the instructor's lead, swaying and pirouetting across the upstairs studio of the Shaw Anderson Dance Center in Berkeley. As piano melodies spill out the door and dancers walk in and out, managing director Rebecca Johnson explains how and why her studio went solar. For one thing, she says, they were spending too much on utilities, about $400 a month, and then they started noticing their neighbors.
All our neighbors are totally residential homes. And when they got solar, we thought, wow, our roof is the same exact slope. We should be able to get solar as well.
She and her colleagues thought installing solar could help cut those costs. Then, as they were figuring out their options and getting quotes, they got an unexpected offer. A man named Andreas Corrales offered them a lease-to-own system that would supply all of their electricity. They wouldn't owe any money up front, and their monthly bill would drop. When she saw the offer, Johnson says she thought,
it looks too good to be true.
It wasn't. And the dance center signed the lease with Corrales' nonprofit, Revolve.
And our mission is to empower people to invest collectively in renewable energy.
Invest collectively. In other words, to crowdfund the dance center's solar panels. Crowdfunding is exactly what it sounds like. It's a way to raise money from a lot of small donations instead of, say, one giant bank loan. The Dance Center is a classic example. First, Revolve launched a campaign through Indiegogo. In the campaign video, Corrales encouraged people to think about energy as a shared good.
So think about individuals and community centers that are generating their own power on their homes and places of work, that use that energy and then share it with their neighbors.
They raised about $25,000 through foundations and donations from 300 people around the world. That money covered all of the dance center's upfront costs. Then, once the project was underway, they started paying about $300 a month to lease the panels. That money went into a fund that generates interest and helps pay for future projects. So, someone who donated $50 to the dance center's roof wasn't just supporting them, she was also helping other projects down the line.
Our hope is that people will be eager to kind of put their money into something where it does earn a return, but they're not asking for the return back themselves. They're asking for the return to be reinvested into more and more solar, allowing it to grow exponentially.
This is pretty different from how solar providers usually work. In a typical lease, the dance center would make payments to a solar company for 10 or 20 years, then either renew the lease or buy the system at market value. If they didn't or couldn't, the company might take the panels back. With Revolve's model, the dance center will own its system outright after 20 years. Already, their monthly bill has dropped by more than $100. And Johnson says the project's about more than that.
For us, really, as I said, it's not so much the finances as it is the decision that we made, and having our community know that their dancing is now solar powered is just a powerful sense of community.
Revolve is just one of several companies trying out models for crowdfunding solar energy. Dan Rosen is the CEO of Mosaic, an investment crowdfunding company. Their model also offers a return, but this one is for the investors.
Our base of investors can become advocates, are some of the best advocates for clean energy because they're invested in it, because they have skin in the game.
Mosaic provides an online platform where anyone can invest directly in a clean energy project. Investments can be as little as $25.
You know, Warren Buffett is investing a tremendous amount of money in solar right now. But someone asked, do you know who has more money than Warren Buffett? We all do.
So far, Rosen says Mosaic has raised about $3 million to finance 15 different projects. For example, 138 people paid to put solar panels on the roof of the Asian Resource Center, or ARC, a building that houses nonprofits and businesses in Oakland. ARC now makes monthly lease payments of about $340 to Mosaic. That money is used to pay each of those investors a return. Rosen says it can be up to 6%.
I think that that has the appeal for some investors who couldn't otherwise get into investing in solar PV very easily, of being able to make small investments and still get into this market.
Severin Bornstein is a UC Berkeley economist and expert on electricity markets. He says the crowdfunding model makes solar more accessible, but it's still a niche market.
As far as the growth of this industry, I think it's going to be driven very much by the economics, both the true cost of installing solar relative to retail electricity prices and the tax treatment.
Bornstein says right now in California, the retail cost of electricity is higher than the actual cost. That's because most utilities roll the fixed cost of the transmission lines and managing the grid into our electricity bills.
Those very high prices you're paying don't reflect the actual cost of supplying power to you.
Going solar means you produce most of your electricity needs, but you still depend on the grid. So you're no longer paying most of those fixed costs. Instead, the utility absorbs them.
And the utilities recognize that this is giving incentives for people to install solar instead of buy their power from the utility. And as a result, they're trying to change those tariffs.
For example, changing the rates to charge everyone a monthly fee for being connected to the grid, no matter how they get their power. If that happens, Bornstein says the whole solar sector could slow. But for now, it's still growing.
Crowdsourcing and crowdfunding is a way that we can democratize energy.
Rosen from Mosaic sees crowdfunding as a way to change the whole energy industry. He anticipates major growth in solar rooftops, enough to disrupt the way utilities currently work.
Where every home could essentially be a power plant, because it really is inevitable. I mean, if it's cheaper to put solar on your home than not, it'll happen. That's economics.
Solar still makes up less than 1% of the country's total electricity production today. Rooftop solar makes up even less of that. Crowdfunding projects have a long road ahead, but they're hoping it's a sunny one. For CrossCurrents, I'm Laura Flynn.